Sometimes for business to go up, you have to make business go down. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that finds an interesting story and goes deep. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, April 17th. Today in 1970, the launch of the Ford Maverick, a car that didn't exactly change the course of automotive history, but the car is part of a story that's attached to a photo you see from time to time on social media. Supposedly, Mavericks didn't sell as well as Ford hoped, so the company found a way to preserve its surplus by stashing them underground. Now, I've scoured every archive I know of and then some, and other than the photo that accompanies these posts, I haven't found an article that corroborates this specific story. That said, there is at least some truth there. For one thing, Ford actually has long had an underground operation in Kansas City. So have a lot of other companies. There's a massive complex there, 100 feet below KC, called Subtropolis. It was originally a limestone mine, and after all the limestone was taken elsewhere, the owner turned the empty caves into commercial space. Ford was one of the first clients, and officials with the company that owns Subtropolis says Mavericks have in fact been stored there, though not necessarily because low-demand cars could then last longer. That said, preservation is a big reason why companies occupy space in Subtropolis. The temperature and humidity there are pretty standard year-round, so coffee roasters, cheesemakers, and others store their products underground until they're ready to be sent out into the world. The U.S. Postal Service has used Subtropolis space to store large numbers of stamps. Some classic car lovers have kept their rides underground. There's even a massive vault in the complex that includes historic film reels. By the way, that vault is secure and it is not open to the public. You'd probably have a higher chance of finding a bunch of mint-condition Ford Mavericks down there than you would getting to see the old movies. You can learn more about Subtropolis, the underground business park in Kansas City, at coolweirdawesome.com. And we've got a really cool and fully verified fact about the Ford Maverick for you right after this short break.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome back. I'll say again that the Ford Maverick isn't the best known car of all time, but what it did have going for it was the grooviest set of paint color names ever. Those included Hullabaloo, Champagne Gold, Anti-Establishment, and Thanks Vermilion. I'm Brady. Thanks for driving through a bit of the day with us, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.